Although less than 2,000 people make Beckett their year-round dwelling, the population swells to over 10,000 as second homeowners and tourists flock to the recreational and cultural hotspot about 20 minutes southeast of Pittsfield during the summer. And as the town's history book editor Bruce Garlow explains, what was then part of Housatonic Township No. 4 started with humble beginnings.
Settlement was often pegged to when the first sawmill was constructed, because nobody could settle unless someone had come first and built a sawmill, so there would be lumber available to build the houses, barns, and other buildings they needed. So in 1740, a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Forbush came to Beckett and build a sawmill, and from that point on, settlement was allowed to continue.
A member of the Beckett 250th Committee, Garlow led the effort behind Beckett, Massachusetts, from colonial township to modern town, 1765 to 2015. The updated book provides a synopsis of the last publication in 1965, tracing Beckett's history as a basket, pallet, and papermaking town until the lumber supply started to run thin. Then, in 1841, businesses shifted to a newly formed town center where passenger and freight trains stopped between Albany and Boston.
That all came to a crashing halt in 1927. There was a reservoir that had been built to power one of the mills, and during a driving several-day rainstorm, it was noted that the dam was about to give way. And the dam did give way, and went crashing through North Beckett Village, only one person was killed, a few were injured, but it took out a number of the mills and houses, and none of those, only in rare circumstances, did one or two mills survive that and continued to operate, but it changed the nature of the town forever.
Since then, Beckett has tapped back into its natural hilltown beauty, flush with 11 bodies of water, becoming home to arts destinations like Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival and summer camps such as Camp Greylock, which celebrates 100 years in 2016. Combing over newspaper articles and town reports dating back to 1899, Garlow came across some interesting facts.
We did have trolley service at one time. It came in at the very end of the trolley era, the 1914, 1950 that time, but just at the time it was being built, trolley service in general was losing favor because of the rise of the automobile. So it only lasted for a couple of years and was discontinued, and the right-of-way that was used eventually became the right-of-way, much of the right-of-way for the Massachusetts Turnpike, which does pass directly through town.
Peg Lynch created, wrote, and starred in the radio and television husband and wife sitcom Ethel and Albert. She moved to Beckett in 1970. She is featured in the book along with other notable people, events, and businesses in Beckett. The town presented the 98-year-old Lynch with the Boston Post cane to honor her as its oldest resident.
Well, I haven't done a darn thing the last few years, but now they want me to make them an older couple and do a show on that, and I can't think of anything funny about being old. And then I got to thinking about winning and getting this gold top cane for the oldest. I've got mad about that. I thought, well, that's just dumb. You know, women want to go younger. They don't want to go older.
The current edition places an emphasis on the emergence of professional town administration over the past few decades and zoning efforts to maintain Beckett's natural beauty. The 250th anniversary celebration gets started with a book launch January 7th, followed by events throughout the year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.